Maria Fraile Podcast. I'm a high vibrational life coach with a focus on wellness and manifestation. If you love energy, spiritual mindset, manifestation, and health on a super high vibe, then this is your podcast, girl. Living a high vibe lifestyle allows you to experience life to its fullest while practicing self-love and manifesting all of your desires. Each episode is a raw and unfiltered coffee chat with me where we get to explore what it really means to live on a high vibration and live the life you dream about. Thank you for joining. Let's get down to it. And welcome to the second episode of the Maria Fraile Podcast, My Secrets to a High Vibrational Lifestyle. First of all, and before we dive into the law of vibration and the other 11 universal laws that you probably heard of or you've never heard of before, but I'm just quickly gonna debrief them, decompress them for you to understand them in a much easier and just basic level. I want to quickly thank you before in advance for all your support and your amazing feedback on our previous first episode. I feel so grateful for all of you listening to me. Honestly, I just want to set the intention for this episode as an eye-opening experience for anyone that is listening right now and needs to hear this. It needs to hear that we are living in a society where most of the things that we take for granted or we take as facts are not really that black or white. And most of the things that we know of right now are only half or maybe one side of the truth. Yeah, I'm just trying to make this easier for people. And I guess I'm just trying to talk to my previous self when I was lost in my life or when I was just looking for guidance in many different ways. And I felt like everything was telling me different sides of the story. I don't know if you ever felt this way, but me especially coming from a very trend type of industry. If you guys know me, I'm not a nutritionist, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a physic. On the other hand, I am an advertiser by title. I study advertising and public relations, and then I did my postgraduate in fashion. So I come from a very heavily money-making industry, which is completely focused on superficial laws and what the things we see, the image. But the problem is that really the things we see are only there because we see them and we believe that they exist. If we will be able to change our mindset and change the things that we believe we can see, then those things would change as well. So this might sound a little bit crazy or woo-woo, but I promise I'm going to break it out to you and you're going to see a super, super like common sense, quote unquote, type of thinking. What I realized is that it had to be a deeper truth. My previous self would have loved to hear a podcast like this. So I guess this is all I'm intending to do. I just have to say that I just don't know about you, but in my particular case, I never knew that there were 12 universal laws. I was only taught in school about the law of relativity or the law of cause and effect, sometimes in a gender class, of course, in the gender law. Now in social media, it seems to be the moment of the law of attraction and the positive thinking, the positive mindset, more sort of like Hindu belief of the karma, you know, good things attract good things and or good vibes attract good vibes. But really why I was never taught any other law, because these are only four out of the really the 12 universal laws. So maybe you know all of them. But in the point that I was in my life, I would have loved to have that extra knowledge because they do clear a lot of noise out there. And again, come from a very trendy type of background where everything, every decision that we make, it's based on trends. And if you study how trends are created in a society level or in a fashion level or in a consumer behavior type of level, wherever you're coming from, but the way that the trends are made of is just by a contra trend or a trend that is going in a different way. So if you study our society as it is right now, we're seeing constantly a race on the wellness kind of fitness industry, some sort of the health and fitness lifestyle. We're seeing that the veganism is rising as well. We're seeing that, on the other hand, like some sort of less sustainable way of living, like cigarettes, for example, now are completely out of the equation. Now we're seeing more and more people shifting their lifestyle and maybe just going for more healthier alternatives like vaping, or going for, you know, CBD type of more plant-based alternatives to what our old cigarettes lifestyle was. But I'm talking about the 60s, 70s here. The cigarettes were the thing. Nobody would ever question that they had a contradictory benefit for the health. So all of our mindsets, all of our thinking come from a contra trend. And fashion is the same way. First, you have super plump skirt, and then it comes the super pencil skirt silhouette. First, we go with the dresses, and then Coco Chanel comes and takes the revolutionary leap into the pants. And then from there, then it comes Balenciaga, and thus all these skirts with Dior that are more of like a curvy type of design. And then if we take it to the beauty industry, we have the same thing here, which is that first we go into a much more skinny Kate Moss, and now we are looking onto Kim Kardashian sort of shape. So trends are never a good way to decide reality, or decide your values, or decide your lifestyle, if that makes sense, because they constantly change. And if you're trying to decide what sort of lifestyle you want to live, if you're looking on trends, you're always gonna be in this confusion type of mindset, not knowing where you went, where you're coming from, or where you're going. This mindset, we're gonna be talking about it in my next episode, where I really dive deep into what it really means to live on a high vibrational lifestyle, and what habits do you need to create or to adopt for yourself. Today I'm only gonna focus on the universal laws and the law of vibration, but this is literally the base of understanding how you can create a much more meaningful lifestyle for yourself. So what are the 12 universal laws? I guess that's the first thing we'll have to look at. The first law that I think you definitely have to understand, it's the law of divine oneness, or, well, you can say that the all is one, or that all of us are interconnected to a certain degree. This is that every thought, every chance, every opportunity, every energy, every thing that you do or that you put out there in the world is connected to you and to everybody else. So some sort of way speaking, whatever you do, it will come back to you as well. This is like the butterfly effect, that when the butterfly shakes her wings on China, like a storm or an earthquake is created somewhere else. That's exactly this concept, or this universal law. Have many different implications or many different things that it translates to in our day-to-day world. But for me, it's just understanding that anything that you do to somebody that you might not like right now, or that you might have some sort of encounter feeling towards them, will be done to you later on in life. These universal laws is not something that I am creating. This is something that just happens, just as you know about the law of relativity and the law of cause and effect. It's something that exists, and there's no question about it. You cannot say that you believe it or not. It's either you live by them or you don't. And the second law is the law of vibration. And this is my favorite law. This is just based upon the idea. We're gonna be diving on this, of course, because this is what this whole podcast is about. But this law is about a little bit of what we dived in last episode when we were talking about how we're made out of cells, and cells are made out of atoms. The most elementary element in the periodic table is hydrogen. And hydrogen, you can see that it's made out of a proton and an electron, and they have different charges. The proton is positive charge and the electron is a negative charge. When we get into the quantum shifting and the quantum physics, you can understand how they both impact the other, and they create a bigger reality that is a neutral reality when they come in contact with each other. To put it all together, we are just frequency, we are vibration, we are energy, and Einstein came again to deconstruct all this for us. and so as how we are both mass and energy, and that just works beautifully into the world that we are today. Not only us were made out of these, but everything around us. So plants, animals, oceans, everything is made out of these same frequency vibration. And there are levels of vibration that you can be in, and you control this reality, you control your vibrations and your frequencies by the way that you think, you feel, and you act. So that's how you change your vibrations and your perceptions as well. You can believe it or not, but I'm just gonna honestly say, because I had a conversation about this with my boyfriend, and my boyfriend, I love him dearly, but he comes from a completely different background that I do, and he doesn't accept reality or understand reality in the same way that I do. I'm very open to new ideas. For me, every time I see something new, I immediately grab it and I'm like, okay, let's see what is true about this. Another thing that you have to know about me is that I'm a freak of biographies. I'm obsessed. This is the best thing that you could give me as a gift, a biography book, an autobiography. I love reading about people's lives and what they did, how they saw themselves, how they evolve, the journeys in life. That's what really like puts me on a state of flow. I'm absolutely in love with that. That's what I love to work with people as well, so I can learn a little bit more about their lives and how their lives are impacting our society as well. So that's what I love, and I guess that's how I started to see so many different connections. These things were actually happening as a constant. And the thing is that human beings, they hate change. They don't like uncertainty. They don't like somebody telling them that they're in the wrong. And if you look at the world, we believe for so many years that the earth was flat. This has happened so many different times in our earth. We would not be able to believe that there were bacterial, small, tiny little, you can call it living creatures around us in everything we do and everything we drink and everything we surround ourselves with, because we couldn't see them until the microscope was invented. So this is just another way of saying that we believe what we can see, but it should be the other way around. It should be that you believe and then you see. You see what you believe. That's how I like to call it as well. So we're constantly sending like towers of vibrations and frequency to others in terms of vibrational laws. The thing is that we cannot see them, and therefore we think that they're not real, and we can only see our mass kind of world. But if you think about dogs as well, like the dog whistles, you cannot hear those frequencies, but they can hear those frequencies. Not only they can hear those frequencies, but they react to them. It's just our five senses are not able to detect that sound, but we still know these things, and we know that there's other things, frequencies, other vibrations around us, but we just don't like to hear, though we're not able to comprehend our reality on the terms that we understand it right now. But if you do that extra push, if you do that extra mile, I promise that you will be, as I can, you'll be understanding it super, super clearly. That's about the law of vibration. Then the third law is the law of correspondence. The law of correspondence really means that everything that happens in the universe follows a pattern. So something that happens to yourself today, it will happen to you in the next 2, 3, maybe 4 years. Not only happens with yourself, your feelings, your emotions, your consciousness, it happens with other people's life. And that's why I always say that it's really great. It's for me the most optimal way of learning reality, when we learn from others. We learn biographies of others, that I like to do, especially people that are where you really want to be, people that inspire you and that have something that you desire for your life as well. Everything constantly repeats as a single unilateral pattern. If you know about economy, this is just another proof of that. Crisis follow a recuperation period, and then we'll have another crisis again. So crisis, for saying it that way, are cyclical. The fourth law is the law of attraction. I want to take it a little bit farther. You can Google so much information right now in the media about the law of attraction, and it's been there for, I'll say, around 5, well, maybe 7 years already, since all this wellness, fitness, lifestyle health has started to dive deep in our culture. The thing with this is that I feel like it's been concentrated in the general thought that positive thinking attracts good things into your life, when in reality there is no such a thing, because there are other rules and all the universal laws playing in this game. So if you always do positive thinking, then what happens when the other element, which is the negative, plays into your life? You don't really know how to act. Those negative things, those negative fears, those negative thoughts and emotions will come to our life. Staying only in a joyful, happy, positive side of things would only attract more of the negative into your life. But this is just taking things a little bit farther down, and yeah, we can talk about this a little bit farther in a different episode. Just really want to give you really what the law of attraction really is. Law of attraction doesn't really mean that you have to be positive all the time, and that if you do positive thinking, then positive things will come your way. Not necessarily that way, because also polar opposites, the law of duality that we're going to be seeing now, attract each other. And then the fifth law is the law of inspired action. This one, I talk about it in my Purpose ASAP, which is the course that I'm launching tomorrow. It's going to be available on the Teachable app, on my Teachable website, but you can also access through this course through the link on my bio in Instagram. You can find me as Maria Fraile Coach anywhere in my social media, but especially on Instagram, because I'm very active and present on there. But I talk about these because the law of inspired action, honestly, is just the behavioral part of creating your reality, of manifesting, knowing that you're getting that information or that flowing state from another dimension, which is what I call universe, what I call God, what I call higher energy. You can call it however you like, but what I mean by this is that you can sense when you're doing something out of randomness, out of an autopilot behavior, that your brain is just using because it doesn't want to consume more energy, and it's just the comfort zone, quote unquote, or the easier way to go. And when you're doing something following your purpose or your, you know, your gut or your instincts, your intuition, and what really this is what the universe wants you to do. And I've experienced this in my life so many years, when, you know, you go on parties because you want to detox from whatever the mindset or whatever thing is consuming your thoughts at that moment. You go on parties, then you go on dates, then you do such and such, and you come home and you completely forgot what you've done with your weekend. Versus now that I really take the energy to be present, and I meditate in the morning, I do my journaling sessions, I follow my energetical lakhs on each day, so I know what I have to raise and how I raise my vibrations in the present state. I talk to the people that I want to talk to, or I do the emotions and the things, activities that I feel more inclined to do in a day, I can remember my weekend and my days so much better than what I was doing before. So I think this is a big red flag if right now you forget about things in your day, about food that you eat, about how you spend your weeks or your day, or how you spend your time, your free time, or if they ask you what are your hobbies and you have no clue how to answer that, then that might be a major red flag that whatever things you're doing, whatever whatever action you're taking, are not coming from this law, the law of inspired action. So yeah, that's another one that I really incorporated in my life very recently. A major thing scale happened, and I saw things changing to a complete different level. Then the sixth law is the law of perpetual transmutation of energy. Well, this in Christian words or in English means really the law of motion, or the law of energy. Basically, that energy is not started or finished. It's only transferred to another state or another shape or form. Everything around us, if you think about it, is in constant flux, and it happens on a very atomic level that I told you. That's what I think, that the law of vibration is everywhere you can, and energy is everywhere around us, but yeah, we can't always see it, but you can see seasons. You can see a tide. You can see nature. You can see the earth is moving. It's not static, even though people really back in the time thought that it was static. And even though you walk and you really cannot sense the earth moving, the earth is still moving. So yeah, this is the law of perpetual transmutation of energy. And this is just another way of seeing you really don't have to see things for them to happen to you. Then the seventh law is the law of cause and effect. And this one is, of course, we all know this one, but it's everything that occurs to you has a cause and an effect. There is no randomness in the world. And that's what I think I was missing from this law when I was, you know, living my life in 2018 and trying to find my way and my purpose around the world. I was definitely missing this law because, yes, I knew about it, but I didn't really understand how it played out in my life. We are not brought here out of chaos and randomness. Like, we have a purpose. And this really comes to the survival mode behavior and the autopilot behavior. That when your brain is acting on an autopilot or survival mode behavior, it's trying to prevent you from danger, trying to prevent you from wasting or, you know, consuming extra energy to think what is really going on and to go farther down that. If you think about it, how the rest of the galaxies work and how the rest of the universe, aside from the Earth, work, that might be chaos. And if you take it from a Christian perspective, like, you could say before it was chaos, before it was randomness, before it was survival mode and no reason at all. But then the energy and the creative force came and everything took place. Everything. As in us, human beings, as in nature, as in science, if you want to call it that way, mathematics, everything had a place in the world. So there is a reason, there is a cause, and there is an effect, and there is a reason for you to be here. And then we have the eighth one, is the law of compensation. And this law, just basically in short, what it means is that you will receive from the universe what you put out. Another way to understand this is just thinking that whatever money you're receiving right now into your life is not a check from yourself or from your company or from your clients or, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. That money that you're receiving is coming from the universe, it's coming from God, it's coming from something above you that really is giving you money in exchange of the service that you're doing into the world. So then more into abundance and money mindset and all of that, I learned that you receive money in exchange of the service that you put in the world in three different ways. And then you get paid more, or your income raises when the difficulty of the job that you're doing, it's higher. And there's a higher need for that in the world. And yeah, your ability to do it, it really plays a crucial role in developing that. So for example, as an entrepreneur or as a coach in high vibrational mindset or in energy, what I found is that my salary increases because the things that I'm teaching, I only know them because of my experiences, my life, and my learnings. So someone else can never have the same ones as I have. So if you want to have the ones that I have, then you have to contact me and you have to work with me and you have to, you know, pay me. So that would increase my salary, that would increase my income, because, or it's very hard for someone to replace me in this activity versus when I was working in another job, like as a sales manager or in retail. Yes, I was doing a service for someone and I was doing something that I cannot like to a certain degree because I was still working with people, but my ability to be replaced or to someone get in that position and do the same job that I was doing was much lower than the one that I'm doing right now. So that's how the law of compensations works. Then the ninth one is the law of relativity, and this does all the things are neutral when seen in isolation. So what I mean by these, I mean, there's so many things that play in the relativity's laws, but for you to have a short idea of what that means is that you look at an object, you look at an isolated event, and if you don't compare it to anything else, that event has a neutral charge to it. So the vibration of that event is neutral. It's not positive, it's not negative. But as humans, what we do with all the, what we're doing all the time is comparing that event to something that we've experienced in our life before or something that had happened to us in the past. And when you do that, you're already putting all the data that you have from good, bad, limiting beliefs, negative beliefs, positive beliefs, everything that you've learned through your way, through your life, and then you put it in that situation. I know that there's many people that don't like to hear these because that would mean eventually there's no good or bad, but I am not saying that, you know, killing someone is accepted or is justified in any way. But what I'm saying here is that cultures and traditions are literally learning their way through life. So what for you right now in our Western kind of modern world, we think that all sort of killings are not justified by any means, and we actually punish that sort of behavior. For some people, like 300 years ago, killing someone as a form of sacrifice to a higher self and a higher god or higher energy made just sense. And I'm definitely not justifying it, but I'm just showing to you how such a act that is incredibly charged in our day as negative connotations can have, might have, and will have a different connotation, sometimes a positive one, depending on the individual, the culture, the situation, the energy, blah, blah, blah. Many things come to play in place. Yeah, that's how the law of relativity plays in our lives. And I'm not saying that you have to guide your life with this law, but you definitely have to understand that this is a universal law. So it works, it's working, and it plays a role in our everyday choices. The 10th law is the law of polarity and duality, and this is just the energetical law that I told you before. Every single thing has a positive and a negative. An atom, which is the most basic form of energy, hydrogen, for example, positive and negative. Yes, everything in our life can be seen as positive and negative, and this is, for me, the key of understanding vibrations. Just basic energy, quantum physics, if you want to as well. The key is not that we ditch all negative from our life. The key is that we learn that that negative charges and negative vibrations in our life have a play, have a role in our journey, in the person that we are right now. For me, I explained it in my previous episode, my negative boss, like I had a very negative vibrational boss when I moved to London in my first job, and she was really draining all my energy. My business, or our business, was going down the hill. All the girls that were working with us could feel that sort of negative vibration that was coming out of her. It's not because she wasn't a good person, law of relativity here. It's because she was in a very unhealthy mindset and she didn't really understood all these laws. All of the negative environment that I was living through, and I, at that moment, I didn't understand why, flipping head, I had to go through all of that, took me to where I am today. That was the change that I needed for me to really get in vibrations, really dive deep, really educate myself in what vibrations and energy and the universal laws are, and then create my reality, manifest my reality on my desire, on demand. And now here I am. So maybe if I would have never met such a negative person in my life, and I would have never felt the way that I felt in 2018 in New York when my life completely went downhill and I was in a low vibe mindset, I would have never been here. So I kind of had to have that lowest vibe in my life, because just as a little disclaimer here, energy doesn't finish or it doesn't start, it's always transferred, but it does have limits of frequencies, if that makes sense. So there is the lowest you can get and it's the highest you can get in a frequency vibing sort of way. So there are limits in your vibrations. Yeah, I guess that's what I always encourage people to see, both sides and different perspective of everything that they happen to them, because the good things and the positive things that happen to your life have a mission, but also the negative ones have a mission as well. It gets super sunny and super vibrational the moment after, right after the darkest hour of the day. So we get into the 11th law, which is the law of rhythm, and this is the perpetual motion. I guess this is the law of perpetual transmutation of energy, but take it really to only emotion. Like, everything is constantly moving and we are constantly moving as human beings. There's never a single moment in our life where we are completely in a static moment. Our body is aging, there's seasons, there's changes in our lives, our journey has similar patterns, but it's not exactly the same, never. Since the moment that you're born till the moment that you die, your life is gonna change. I always found very interesting, you know, how people is always very scared of changes, when in reality is the only thing you know when you're born. Certainty doesn't make you grow, it's not good for you, versus unknown places. And that, when we talk in the next episode about quantum shifting, you will see that you actually need getting out of your comfort zone. You need a complete new state, a complete new paradigm for you to be able to create that quantum leap into whatever you desire or whatever you want for your life. So nothing of what you want happens where you are. If you, and other ways of saying this, if you want different things to come to your life, then you have to start doing different things. Sounds like common sense, but I promise you, it's not. It's not, because otherwise everybody will be doing it. And finally, I'm going to touch upon the law of gender. That's the 12th universal law. And this is basically tell us that we have two major forces of energy. This is the same as when I was studying Latin at school, and that was anima and animus. Yes, the same as in Asia, then Eastern traditions, the Sage Jing and Zhang philosophy. So every single thing that you're looking at right now, including yourself, has both charges, the feminine and the masculine. And the reality is that you need them both. And that I really want to talk to you about a limiting belief of mine that I grew up with and I wasn't aware of until I started journaling. And this was just, I think, like 3 months ago, when I had the aha moment and the click in my head, where I understood that my entire life was playing upon the limiting belief of feminine is good and all, you only have to be feminine. And this, I have still the my grandma, because I love her to death, she's one of my best friends, but she grew up in a very limiting environment in Spain back in her time, and for them, female equal feminine, equal, you know, staying at home, being very nurturing, being very caring and staying with the family. So my idea of having a business, my idea of being a strong independent woman that was lifting weights or was super fast and had muscles never played a role there, like never ever. And in my culture, I guess, we always be seeing feminine as something that a female has to have for a man to be attracted to her. And the thing is that was playing such a big role in my life, girl. I didn't even know about until I actually stopped and thought, like, you cannot always be feminine. You have to be masculine too. You cannot be always feminine and always masculine. You need some sort of both. And when we talk about feminine and masculine, we talk about all of these associations with them, like feminine being like more nurturing, more nature, more family type of thing. And then you have masculine attributes that are more sort of strong, strength, or empowerment, or all of that. And now we're seeing in our society how all of those adjectives that were originally, and I say originally, thought as feminine or masculine, they come together to play the whole person. So that's what I mean, that we always need to cultivate different aspects in our life and different paradigms, because yeah, if you only focus on one, you're always gonna get the same thing that you have. So we're getting to the end of the episode, and before we finish, I just want to give you a little bit more clarity and things to think upon your life before we see each other again. And I guess that's related to the reality that you're creating right now for yourself. You are seeing something that it's limited. It's coming from years of experiences, limiting beliefs, tradition, culture, mindset type of thing, of family beliefs, of society belief, of industry beliefs, of people telling you what things were okay and were not okay. And what I'm telling you is that you can choose now. You can have a different reality for yourself now. You don't have to stay there if you're not happy. If you're a smidge a little thing of uncomfortable in that situation, in the sense that you know that there might be another solution, another type of life out there that you would love to live, then maybe this is the time where you take a step back and you make a choice, make a decision, and say that you want to change your life. And you read up on these 12 laws, maybe you listen to this podcast again and again until our next episode, and you get ready for the quantum shifting, that it's what we're going to be covering in the third episode, and that is how you really use all these universal laws, this law of vibration, which is for me the law, and start creating something that is really worth living, something that you were actually born to do. And then in the next episodes, we're going to be diving more and more and more into what is high vibrational living, what are the habits that you have to follow, what are the wellness things that you have to shift in your life for you to actually be entering in that dimension, in that vibration, in that lifestyle that you know you're ready to live. Okay, girls, so if you have any questions, absolutely hit me up on my social media. I am Maria Fraile Coach on Instagram. You can find me on mariafraile.com in YouTube, and I'm also in Teachable because I'm launching a course today. I'm super excited. It's My Purpose ASAP, and it's basically about vibrational laws, but especially on the law of inspired action and how to find your purpose so you can start acting more on a guidance sort of level that resonates with the universe and yourself as well. So you can find that on teachable.com or in the link on my bio, and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcast and leave me a review, please. Have an amazing day, amazing vibrations from here, and see you very soon. Bye bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Maria Fraile Podcast, Secrets for High Vibrational Living. In the meantime, if you're curious about more high vibrational lifestyle tips, please check out my other social media accounts. I'm on YouTube. I am on a high vibrational lifestyle on Instagram as Maria Fraile Coach. And I'm already on Teachable if you're really ready to take that big leap into your next self. Thank you for listening, and see you very soon.